everybody. I'm Bob Marone, along with Nick Fischetti for Westchester Talk Radio. And we are live at Dave & Buster's in Pelham, New York, for the Business Council of Westchester's Rising Stars Alumni Event. We are produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Robeson, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Michael Labriola Landscape Design, and A.G. Williams Painting. Welcome to the program. It's starting to get busy, as you can hear. Now, my next guest, like almost everyone I ever talk to with these things, does about 87 things. But we're here to talk about his main gig, his main business, and then we'll get to some of the other things that define him. His name is Mark Mathias, and he is the owner of Lightbridge Academy of Scarsdale. And I'm going to add the word, Lightbridge Academy of Scarsdale. Good evening, sir, and welcome to Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. Now, I saved this. What do you do? Who do you teach, and what do you teach?
So the Lightbridge Academy is a national franchise. We have over 72 locations in 12 states now. I'm the second franchisee in Westchester to have a location. There's one in Elmsford. I've opened the second one in Scarsdale. I'm opening the third one hopefully this fall. We're in construction right now in Valhalla, New York. It's a full-time child daycare center, open 6:30 in the morning to 6:30 in the evening. We pride ourselves in being the solution to working parents. Right now, these days, you know, there's so many dual-income families that need both incomes, and who takes care of the young children before they get to kindergarten. That's where we try to come in.
Well, that serves a great purpose. It fills a great need. How long have you been doing this?
So we opened our doors in January last year, so still relatively new, still ramping up and filling our first center. I was born and raised in Scarsdale, so I have a unique understanding of the market that's really helped a lot.
I'm sure you do, and a lot of people in the Scarsdale area, indeed all of Westchester, you're talking about working families. Both parents work, regardless of what they do. They could be two doctors, they could be two professionals, they could work split shifts that don't work, that don't manage to work, that is for child rearing. What brought you into this business? I know you've done other things, and we'll get to them as well. What interested you in this? Or did you see the market and say, we have to do that?
So one thing, you know, I've being born and raised in Scarsdale and Westchester, I've always understood that, you know, Westchester is where young people bring to raise their children. It's always been that way. People have always prided themselves on the school ratings and the fantastic public education that we have in Westchester. But I realized when I was starting to have children that, you know, there was a need and there was lacking of really quality early childhood education centers. As people are coming to Westchester, they're really looking at what's this school rated or what that school rated. But that really starts at 5 years old, and they're not really thinking about what happens from 0 through 5. And I think that's something that really shined a light on during COVID.
You know, that's a huge thing. And if we had a couple of psychologists here, they would tell you that those are the years when personalities are formed and the need to feel safe, the need to feel secure, and then to learn. There's all this learning that they've not so much discovered but identified that takes place. That it's incredible. And how long are you doing it again, you said? How long?
So we opened our doors in January of 2023. So it's only been 15 months that we've been open.
But that's enough to answer the next question. What are you learning having done this? What are you learning about young people and their parents?
You know, that's all. It's always a juggling act to manage the expectations as families are coming into childcare many times for the first times. You know, especially coming after COVID. You know, the people are very protective of their children, as they rightfully should be.
Sure.
But this is their first taste of dealing with a school atmosphere, dealing with other children, dealing with pick up and drop off times,
sure,
or what they need and what they don't. You know, and when they should be overprotective and when they shouldn't be.
And of course, they're worried about you keeping their children safe and busy. You must have to do a lot of research when you hire people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one, transparency is a really big part of the brand. So one big selling point is that we have cameras connected to our own proprietary app that families have access to, so they can watch their children all day long. And we've really found that the more that they watch, the more that they trust, and then the less they end up watching. That's how I found my own children.
That's fascinating. And I'm learning even as I talk with you. Now, as a business, I mean, it is a business. Has it been successful, or is it emerging as successful for you? Are you happy with it?
It has been successful. You know, obviously there's bumps in the road in the first year of any new business, but, you know, we're getting to a really good place after the first year. We have a fantastic management team. We have a really, really good teaching staff. We passed a half center capacity already in the first year.
Really?
Yes. So
congratulations.
We're hoping to be at about 80 or 90% of capacity by the end of our second year.
Wow. We're talking with Mark Mathias. He is the owner of Lightbridge Academy of Scarsdale. We're talking about it. Now, is it all just preschool? Is it preschool daycare?
As early as infants. Infants to five-year-olds. That's right.
What about Nick? We can put him in. Look how young he's in. We got to get him in school.
I think you make a great teacher
Nick
for us.
Nick is our engineer and producer today. See, there's a place for you when you're done with college. All right. So, like a lot of people I meet, this isn't all you do. What else do you do? I kind of heard you talking before.
So we have our first location in Scarsdale. Second location is coming at the end of this year in Valhalla. I'm also one of the owners of the Barley House in Thornwood. It's a gastropub, full-service restaurant. We've had that for 10 years, and we're really a pillar of the community of Mount Pleasant. I'm really excited about being
part of it. No kidding. So you've always been a businessman
as well.
Are you starting to develop a bias which one you like the most? Your eyes twinkle when you talk about Lightbridge.
Oh, I mean, it has to, because that's where my little daughter is.
That's right, you've got your own there. Right. You're on a board as well?
I'm also one of the board of directors of the Child Care Council of Westchester, which is a not-for-profit that works with helping families in need of child care get where they need to go.
I know them very well from some other work that I do. All right, my last question before I wrap you up and then find out how people can get a hold of you. What is it about busy men and women who, as you do, you have two businesses, you can open up a third, even though it's related, you're on this board, you have children, what motivates you to do this nonprofit stuff?
You know, I think as a resident of Westchester, I think it's important to make a difference in the community that you serve. As a business owner in Westchester, I think it's even more so that these are the people that I'm serving, I create these businesses to help. So, you know, volunteering my time and my effort, I think, is the least that I can do.
Well, it's commendable, and thank you for that. Well, folks, we're in our closing moments with Mark Mathias, again, the owner of Lightbridge Academy of Scarsdale, which is fundamentally why he's here today. You've got children in Scarsdale or the surrounding areas. You've got even an infant like Nick or others, and they need good preschool child care. Lightbridge Academy of Scarsdale, tell people how they can get a hold of you.
You can reach us at www.lightbridgeacademy.com/Scarsdale. www.lightbridgeacademy.com/Scarsdale. Our phone number is 914-653-6719.
Again?
And we,
so 9 no, because here's what happens. Now, this is part of radio, too. The first time you give a phone number, they grab it and they bounce it around like I just did, Nick. But that's why now they got their pen and they're happy I created that 7-second delay.
Understood. One more time. 914-653-6719.
Well, thank you. And folks, he gives me a comfort level. He's a very responsible guy. They're in Scarsdale. You want your children to be safe and comfortable and learn things while they're developing their personalities. It's the Lightbridge Academy in Scarsdale. Thank you very much for making this time and for being on Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Pleasure. Take care. Well, folks, we're going to take a break. Nick is going to fill out his application, put a little X in the box, and we'll be back after these words.